to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, happy springtime.
Oh, yes, happy springtime. It's finally warmed up a little bit, I think. Although sometimes you never know. You get these nasty little breezes coming up. Anyway, we have two guests with us today. What a treat. And both of them have been on the show before, so I don't have to give you a lot of extensive biographical information about them. Although, sometimes you have to because it stokes their egos a little bit. But these guys, they're not like that. Anyway, first we have Dr. Richard Passwater. Dr. Passwater is a research biochemist and an author. And he's one of those guys who's helps to bring nutritional supplement technology into the modern age with modern science behind it. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Passwater.
Hi, Arnie. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And our next guest is Jack Challum. Jack's an author and lecturer, and he's also known as the Nutrition Reporter. And also has been on the show before, as I said, and he brings all this new information on supplements to your attention. And welcome to the Wilner Window, Jack.
It's good to be back on, Arnie.
Do you feel bad because I called him Dr. Passwater and I call you Jack?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm very informal.
Okay. All right. We'll have to call him Richard. How's that, Dr. Passwater?
Perfect, Arnie. Perfect.
Okay. Okay. Both of these distinguished gentlemen are here with us today through the courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company. Thank you, Solgar. And we want to talk today about something which affects people with runny eyes and runny noses, and it happens around this time of the year, and it's frequently caused by pollen and things like that. And one of the supplements that's been shown to be effective against this type of thing is called pycnogenol. And Dr. Passwater was involved with some of the research, and they even wrote a little book about pycnogenol. Richard. I have to call you Richard, so Jack doesn't feel bad. Richard, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what pycnogenol is and, why it seems to be associated with these types of things?
Yeah, good question, Arnie. Back in the late 1980s, I was attracted to the research being done with pycnogenol because it was a very powerful antioxidant. It really was attracting my attention because of its efficiency in destroying free radicals. And at that time, I decided to go get some background information on it. And I went to Europe. I went through Finland, the UK, France, Bulgaria, went through the Netherlands, speaking with physicians who were using the product because it wasn't available as a nutrient then. It was available as a over-the-counter remedy for treating hay fever. And it was in wide use at that time for treatment of hay fever because it was very effective and it was cheaper than some of the synthetic pharmaceuticals, and it had other benefits that the physicians liked to use. So I was looking for free radical information and antioxidant information, but the background was steamed in history for treatment with these seasonal disorders. But I had to begin somewhere, and going through all the research papers, we looked into how it worked. And it basically, this type of reaction to environmental pollutants such as pollen has a lot to do with stimulation of certain white blood cells, mast cells, and their effect with immunoglobulin E and the release of calcium into the cytoplasm of cells, and then the release of histamine. And what pycnogenol was doing, and pycnogenol was an extract from pine bark that had lots of flavonoids and polyphenolics in it that made it work in a way that it prevented an imbalance of calcium going into the cytosol of the cells. So by nutritionally controlling the calcium ion flow, it was able to control histamine and thus prevent this reaction that histamine causes, such as runny nose and itchiness and the like. So I wasn't looking forward to getting into this type of study, but this is where all the background information started.
Okay. And now, also, there are other things that, other than pycnogenol, that seem to be helpful as far as, you know, some of the symptoms associated that you get with things like hay fever and stuff like that. Jack, can you let us know what might also be effective there?
Yeah, one of my favorite supplements to deal with this sort of seasonal stuff is quercetin. And quercetin is found in the skin of apples and onions. I think the amount needed to deal with you know, the seasonal irritations, really you have to go to supplements. And quercetin really is so good that there is a synthetic drug version of it, which, you know, I always scratch my head because why take the synthetic drug version when you can take the natural version?
Mm-hmm. You're referring to cromelin, I imagine?
Yes, yes.
Right.
And at least one of the ways quercetin seems to work is by dampening the reaction of mast cells. And mast cells release histamine and other substances that really tend to provoke this abnormal immune reaction. And that's really what we're talking about here, and we'll probably come back to it in a little while, in which the immune system targets basically innocuous substances that we should not be reacting to. We should be reacting to bacteria and viruses, but not pollens. These are pretty innocuous. And then quercetin has some general anti-inflammatory benefits that I like, and I think the key here is just taking enough, and a lot of people, they'll try it, but they won't take enough of it.
Well, how much do you recommend?
I find that about 1,000 milligrams a day works for me, and most of the capsules on the market are about 250 milligrams. So I've told friends, you know, just take one capsule four times a day.
Well, you know, there's a nice product available from Solgar, actually, called Quercetin Complex. And Quercetin Complex has not only quercetin, it has 500 milligrams of quercetin in two capsules, but it also has 500 milligrams of ester C along with it. In addition, it has 50 milligrams of bromelain, 50 of citrus bioflavonoids and rutin, and some acerola and rutin as well. Rose hips, excuse me. Rose hips, acerola, and rutin. And those are also bioflavonoids, which seem to work in concert with the quercetin.
Now, these work for itchy noses. How about itchy eyes and, you know, kind of cough that people may get during the springtime?
I think the quercetin tends to dampen the responses. And I really am convinced, based on the research, that all of these things work better if you start taking them about a month before the season begins for whatever you react to. And I think the pycnogenol study that was published maybe a year or two ago found the same thing. Am I remembering it correctly, Richard?
Yes, Jack. There was the history goes back, starting with its effect and things like hay fever and seasonal problem. But the people who produce pycnogenol, Horfi Company, went back and did studies last year and in 2003 to compare it to the modern antihistamines, synthetic antihistamines, and they found again that the natural product was just as effective and safer, had other benefits, and usually is cheaper.
Yeah, okay, good. Oh, you know what? Why don't we pause for a break here, and when we come back, we'll continue talking a little bit more about pycnogenol and some of the other interesting things it's been associated with. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR in New York, WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guests, Dr. Richard Passwater and Jack Challen, will all be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
All Jarrow products, by the way, including Choles Optimizer, are now on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists, and some, as part of our 100-year anniversary sale, are 50% off. Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements and professional guidance, and how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular winter sale discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com. by phone at 1-800-633-1106 or in the stores. And while you're on the Wilner.com website, by the way, be sure to enter our drawings for free prizes and check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prizes, even place your order on the website as well. That's Wilner.com. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamen. Zyflamen is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamen has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamen for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist liquid herbal supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar. Now on sale as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration at one half price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guests, Dr. Richard Passwater and Jack Chalom. Okay, we were discussing seasonal problems related to pollen and stuff like that. And, you know, pycnogenol, we sort of left talking about pycnogenol. And I just wanted to say, Richard, that, you know, there was recently, I guess it was almost a year ago, something else relating to pycnogenol, not as far as these things go, but something about blood pressure.
Oh, yes. Pycnogenol is very important for circulation and microcirculation. As I say, my interest began with free radicals and antioxidant and all the diseases of aging, but since the late 1980s, there are approximately 230 clinical papers on pycnogenol and its function, and over 80 different clinical trials. And one of the most important areas of research that evolved, some of the work is done at University of Arizona by Dr. Ron Watson, was that pycnogenol prevents blood platelets from clumping together and initiating the clotting process that is the root cause of so many heart attacks and strokes. But it also improves the arteries as well, so that they can relax and absorb the pulses of the heartbeat, so that they can expand and keep the microcirculation intact. the blood pressure control. I think there's five studies now showing where there's a significant, even though it's not a major reduction, it's a statistically significant reduction in both the systolic and diastolic arms of the blood pressure measurement. So it's important in many ways in circulation. The blood pressure is important, the control of the blood platelets is important, and the ability to reduce blood clots is important. Controlling blood pressure is a normalization. It's a nutritional factor, not a medical factor, but a nutritional normalization of the blood vessel diameter. It also, pycnogel has been shown to reduce some of the risk factor parameters of the lipids in the bloodstream, such as LDL cholesterol. And all these are a side benefit of what you get for taking the supplement for improving your overall ability to withstand free radicals. There are benefits ranging from heart. This microcirculation improvement helps with the brain and cognitive function. There are diabetic functions that are improved, the glucose management. The list just seems to go on and on, yeah. All from the same extract from pine bark.
Yeah. Jack, you think this guy likes pycnogenol?
I like it, too. And I've got an interesting personal story. Back in the early 1990s, Richard knows this, I was very skeptical of pycnogenol. It just seemed like it was being overhyped at the time. Actually, it wasn't. I was just being a little bit of a curmudgeon. And I think it was 1997. I was en route to a pycnogenol conference in France. And I stopped over in London for a couple of days, and I was coming out of the bathroom at the British Museum, and the sign said, "Mind the step." Well, there were two steps, and I assumed the sign meant only one. I ended up slamming my right foot on the second step much harder than I thought. I mean, the pain was so intense, I almost passed out, and I just had to sit there really until the museum was getting ready to close. So I went to the conference in France, which was interesting and informative. Meanwhile, my foot was really aching. It had turned literally black and blue along the muscle groups of my right foot. And I was taking aspirin like candy just to reduce the pain. And I got home, and about a month later, the color of my foot returned to normal. And then I realized whenever I was walking, I would have a sharp pain every time I stepped on that foot. And I knew enough to realize that if I didn't resolve it now, that this would be something that would bother me for years and years to come.
Okay, Jack, on that note, we have a hard break coming up for traffic, so I'm sorry I have to interrupt you, but remember where you let off, and we'll continue right after this break. You're listening to The Wilner Window. We'll be right back.
When you think of supplements that support joint health, what comes to mind? Glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Those three nutrients are known to support the synthesis and repair of joint tissue, reducing inflammation and pain and stimulating healing. Research supports this. Wouldn't it be great then if all three of these nutrients could be incorporated into one convenient nutritional supplement? Doctors Best did just that. Their product, Glucosamine Chondroitin MSM, contains all three in a convenient capsule form. Doctors Best Glucosamine Chondroitin Adroit and MSM in both the 120 capsule and 240 capsule sizes is now on sale at Wilner Chemist's 40% off list price. Support joint health with Doctor's Best Glucosamine Chondroitin MSM and save money at the same time at Wilner Chemist's, of course.
WOR.
Would you be interested in a nutritional supplement clinically shown to increase mental clarity? Who wouldn't? Country Life has a new product called Sharp Thought that has been clinically shown to support memory, support faster recall, and to increase mental clarity. Country Life's Sharp Thought contains a special conjugated complex of phosphatidylserine and DHA. This is the form of phosphatidylserine found in the brain. Incorporating the DHA into the phosphatidylserine allows the body to immediately recognize the structure and incorporate it. In one study, immediate mental recall was increased 27%. Sharp Thought by Country Life. If you want to improve memory, improve recall time, and increase mental clarity, Sharp Thought from Country Life is the product for you. All Country Life products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Ask for Sharp Thought.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And good afternoon. This report sponsored by 5-Hour Energy. 5-Hour Energy is the no-wait, no-hassle way to a great morning. Unlike coffee, there's no making, no waiting. That's fast and easy. That's 5-Hour Energy. Try it today. 10-minute delays outbound at the Holland Tunnel off the Canal Street approach. 10 minutes inbound on the upper deck of the George Washington Bridge. And 5 minutes for the outbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. At the Queens Midtown Tunnel, construction in the inbound direction, one lane closed. And the Cross Bronx, very busy westbound between the Bronx River Parkway and 3rd Avenue. It's a stalled vehicle. One lane is closed. Delays on to the George Washington Bridge. Eastbound delays on the ramp for the Major Deegan. And on 59th Street, delays between 2nd and 3rd Avenues because of a water main break and some utility work now going on. Traveling into New Jersey, northbound on the Garden State Parkway after exit 148, it's a crash closing one lane. No problem on the Tappan Zee New York State Thruway. Northbound at exit 7, an accident now clearing over to the shoulder. And that's WOR traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater, and Jack Chalom. And let me give you the phone number here in the studio if you have any questions for our guests. 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Before we get back to the discussion, I want to alert you to one of our 100-year anniversary sales now in effect at Wilner Chemist, because it is extraordinary. We have CoQ10 supplements from Solgar. 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, 400 milligram, on sale at 75% off list price. Also, you've heard ads for several of the Phytotech products, Ginseng Energy Blend and Antiox Phyto Complex. Well, these and other selected Phytotech supplements as part of the 100-year anniversary celebration are also at one-half price. Okay, Jack, you want to finish up your story about the pycnogenol?
Yeah. I had this really terrible foot injury, and about a month later on the surface, it looked like it had healed, but I would keep getting a sharp pain every time I was walking and stepping on the foot. And finally, I thought, you know, all this stuff I heard about pycnogenol a month before at the scientific meeting, maybe I ought to give it a try. And I know Richard would probably like to slap my wrist for waiting so long. And the pain went away after I started taking the pycnogenol. And I thought, well, I'll do a little bit of a study here. And after a couple of weeks, I stopped taking the pycnogenol to see if the pain would come back, and indeed it did come back. And so I started the pycnogenol again, and because of all the health benefits that Richard had really described, I've continued to take it ever since then. So I'm big on it also.
Okay. All right, getting back to the seasonal problems, runny nose caused by pollens and stuff like that, and itchy eyes. How can we put together a program? We spoke about, you spoke about quercetin, Jack, we spoke about pycnogenol, and of course there's vitamin C. How do we put something together? What's a sort of a good approach to ward off these things?
There are a number of supplements that I think have benefits, and vitamin C is certainly one of them. One of the issues with these seasonal reactions is blood vessels become a little more fragile, and vitamin C is needed for the integrity of blood vessels, and the bioflavonoids really enhance the benefits of vitamin C, and that's part of why pycnogenol is as good as it is. It's really in this family of polyphenolic flavonoids. I remember Dr. Robert Cathcart telling me he used to be very, very skeptical of vitamins, and then he found that high-dose vitamin C basically dealt with his hay fever. And he was sold from that moment on and went on to become really one of the most brilliant thinkers in terms of using vitamin C.
Okay. All right. Now, I know Solgar puts together a bunch of nice products. They have, you mentioned extra bioflavonoids. They have an interesting product called High Bio, which not only has 500 milligrams of ascorbic acid, it also has 500 milligrams of citrus bioflavonoids. To me, that's a real winner when you're looking for a high bioflavonoid product.
It's a real nice combination.
Okay, another one which also was interesting is the High C Complex, which contains 600 milligrams of C, 100 milligrams of bioflavonoids, a little rutin, and a little hesperidin. So there's all sorts of formulas. And, of course, they have all of the Ester C products. Would one of you gentlemen explain to our listeners why ester C is a better form of vitamin C than plain ascorbic acid?
I'll jump in first, Arnie. First of all, it's not as acid as plain vitamin C is ascorbic acid. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, there's no real harm to it being ascorbic acid. That's what nature intends it to be. But your stomach can be put on the acid side and get a little discomfort. And your bowels, if you get too much, can loosen up a little bit also. But if you take it in the form that ester C is in as a calcium salt, it's milder on the system. Therefore, you can take more without any gastric upset. When we're talking about large amounts. Also, it stays in the bloodstream in an active form longer because some of the byproducts help it be retained. And you see the total amount of effective ascorbic acid or ascorbate, the ion form in the blood, is higher or longer. It builds up quicker and stays in the blood in an active form longer. So all vitamin C is good. This gives you a chance to take more without stomach upset and will keep it going for longer periods before you need to take more vitamin C.
Okay, sounds like a winner. And, you know, I mentioned a formula earlier that Solgar has called quercetin complex. And the form of vitamin C in the quercetin complex is the ester C form. So when you get 500 milligrams of ester C along with 500 milligrams of quercetin and some of the bromelain. And I've often wondered, why do they put the bromelain in that formula? What do you think they do that?
Well, bromelain has a number of benefits, and one, it does dampen the immune response. It's also a digestive enzyme, and I'm glad you asked about it because there's a number of digestive type products that seem to play a big role here in terms of benefits. Part of it is that there are probably more immune cells in the gut than any other part of the body. And we often forget this or we're not aware of this, but our gut health really plays a huge role in our overall health and specifically in our immunity. And one of the reasons biologically is there's a real risk of toxins coming in through the food and water we consume, at least historically. It's less of an issue today because of better sanitation. These immune cells in the gut are a major arbiter of our immune responses. And bromelain seems to exert these multiple benefits. One, dampening these immune overreactions. Two, helping the body digest food. And I think one of the issues that comes up is people with these kinds of sensitivities often have digestive issues, which they think they may be curing by taking various acid-blocking drugs, but they're just dealing with symptoms. And so taking bromelain, it is really just part of the first step toward correcting the situation. And there are certainly other supplements I would recommend to improve gut health and to diminish these seasonal reactions.
Yeah, well, when I think of, you know, gut health, the first thing I think of are probiotics.
Yeah, and there is some interesting research showing that the natural bacteria in our guts really plays a key role in modulating the immune system. You know, it's been understood in a general way. Not all the details have been worked out, but what researchers have found in animal studies is if they basically remove all the gut bacteria of lab animals, their immune system literally shuts down. So these bacteria are really kind of like symbiotic creatures, and we provide a home for them, and they do a lot of good things for us. And probiotics and prebiotics really help foster a healthy gut environment. And again, a lot of people might think, oh, this just sounds a little too strange, but it's borne out by the research and the clinical experiences.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we're coming up to the time of the year when pollens are starting to become a bit of a problem in our area, and maybe some other areas they already are a significant problem. How should, and you mentioned, one of you guys mentioned earlier that you should, you did, Jack, that you should probably start taking things to bolster up your immune system, you know, before you need them.
Yeah, don't wait any longer. I mean, things are starting to bloom along the East Coast, and, you know, if you're already reacting, you know, take some of these things like quercetin and pycnogenol. If your part of the season hasn't arrived yet, really get a leg up on it and start taking some of these supplements before you get the full brunt of the pollens.
Arnie, I'd like to jump in here and say what Jack is saying is 100% true, but the additional advantage is that all these supplements he's talking about are healthy for other reasons. So you're not just, if you went out to a store to get a synthetic medicine to treat the symptoms of these things, they're effective in doing that. But if you follow Jack's advice there and take these along, you're improving the health of your entire body.
Yeah,
every
absolutely.
Cell in your body is being improved. So you get benefits of microcirculation. You get benefits of additional free radical protection, antioxidant, where it just benefits so much. You should take them all the time, not just perhaps when you think a seasonal problem is coming.
These are
all good nutrients.
You're absolutely correct, and that's thanks for jumping in with that comment. Okay, time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We got a couple of open lines if you had trouble earlier. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And our special guests, Dr. Richard Passwater and Jack Challum, will all be back in just a moment.
We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we're offering some great discounts on the Solgar line. First, the entire Solgar line, including the popular Way to Go protein powders, all three flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, are on sale at 25% off. Way to Go, high-quality protein that tastes great. And, as we mentioned earlier, we have four of Solgar's CoQ10 supplements at a an unbelievable 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120, 200, and 400 milligram duo packs. This means you get two bottles for the price of one, and they're on sale at 50% off. That's the equivalent of 75% off these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemists.
Power up your day with a live whole food energizer, the most complete mega nutrient multi available. Alive is the ultimate nutritional energy source, packed with 25 vitamins, minerals, and more, all from whole food sources, including 24 fruits and vegetables, 18 amino acids, and 14 green foods. Plus, Alive contains 12 organic mushrooms, 12 digestive enzymes, citrus bioflavonoids, omega fatty acids, and several invigorating herbs. No daily multivitamin delivers more energizing nutrients from more natural sources than a live whole food energizer. So when it comes to your health, power up with a live whole food energizer from Nature's Way, available in vegetarian capsules and quick dissolve tablets. A live whole food energizer, more than just a multivitamin, it's nutrition you can feel. A live whole food energizing products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Power up your day with a live whole food energizer from Nature's Way.
And the full line of Nature's Way supplements are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Richard Passwater and Jack Shalom. And, you know, before we get back to the show, I want to alert you to something. First, I want to remind you again that during Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have several special sales with discounts of 50%. Or more in effect, in addition to our regular spring sale. Check the website www.wilner.com for details. Anyway, some more good news. Check your calendar. Save the date. Saturday, June 4th, plan to attend our biggest and best seminar in health fair. It'll be held at the Grand Hyatt Hotel on 42nd Street, right next to Grand Central Station, of course. On Saturday, June 4th, it'll be two events in one, with a day of educational lectures and lunch, and at the same time, over 35 different nutritional supplement companies will have displays and demos and samples for you to visit. The date again, June 4th, the place, the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Manhattan. The cost for everything, lectures, lunch, health fair, is only $34.95. You'll get back more than that in the things we're going to be giving away. Call 1-800-633-1106. That's Wilner Chemists, of course. And call that number, 800-633-1106, anytime from Monday to Friday to reserve your spot. And, you know, two of the speakers at the educational lecture is going to be none other than Dr. Richard Passwater and Jack Shalom. How about that, guys?
I can't wait. I enjoyed doing it last year. I'm looking forward to doing it again. And I'm going to reiterate your message. What people get in terms of free merchandise more than offsets the $30 or $35 admission fee.
And also you're getting a nice sit-down lunch, too. And they'll get to shake your hand and Richard's hand. How much more would they want? You know, I can't imagine, you know.
I hope they go away with information on how to get the Nutrition Reporter newsletter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jack Shalom has a newsletter called The Nutrition Reporter. Thanks, Richard. And how can people get that, Jack?
They can go to my website, nutritionreporter.com. I just revamped the whole look and feel of the website, and all of my 2010 issues are up there for free download in PDF format. Just kind of a little bonus, so people can really get a sense of what I write about in the newsletter. I've got excerpts from my recent books. My latest book came out last month, No More Fatigue, and all that is up at nutritionreporter.com.
All right. There you go, folks.
And a couple articles on Pycnogenol.
Uh-huh. I wonder who wrote them. Let's talk to Ann, calling from Princeton, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Ann.
Thank you.
You got a question for us?
Yes. I've heard your discussion on Pycnogenol, and of course, Princeton, is it?
Yes.
But you didn't mention rhinitis as far as the seasonal problems.
Okay, rhinitis.
Stuffy nose?
Stuffy nose or runny nose?
Runny. Very bad.
Okay.
And the last person I went to, he only gave me a saline spray, which it's nonsense.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not going to practice medicine. You have Dr. Padel to do that. But when people ask me that question, I always tell them I can't say what Jack said, what works for me, because I never run into these problems. I was just down in Florida for a month where they went through spring, in North Carolina when they went through spring. I'm back up here now where we're going through spring. I don't get these type of problems. Maybe it's because I take Pycnogenol. But when my friends ask me, I just tell them to take 100 milligrams of Pycnogenol, a couple of 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and they tell me it just disappears almost immediately. Jack, what's your experience?
Well, I think one of the ways quercetin works, it is, you know, by turning off a lot of the mast cells, it certainly should help with the rhinitis.
Well, Pycnogenol and quercetin are both of the bioflavonoid family, and their actions are very similar.
Yeah, and I think it's important for listeners to keep in mind that when you take these nutrients together, there really is the synergism and an amplification of the benefit.
Okay. All right. And just so you folks know, Solgard does produce a Pycnogenol 100 milligram capsule, I believe. And they also have a nice quercetin complex, which contains quercetin addition and in addition some vitamin C and bromelain. So that's another good option. Did we answer your question, Ann?
Yeah, you answered my question. Now, I was debating which one to take, but since you people mentioned circulation, I do have venous insufficiency.
Well, then definitely include
that. That would be the better one for me.
Definitely include the Pycnogenol.
But not,
there's actually
not
a lot of data. Quercetin might help as well, but Pycnogenol has a lot more studies in terms of the, you know, heart health kind of stuff.
Why should I take the both?
There's no reason why you couldn't use both, okay? And sometimes if some of these symptoms are annoying enough, you should do both because, you know, you're not taking a drug. You know, a drug can be very much more powerful and many more side effects, of course. And, you know, but when you're using the natural products, you need to as the guy said earlier, you need to use things together. Use the quercetin with the vitamin C and with the Pycnogenol, by all means. That's what I would definitely recommend.
Supplied by Solgar.
Yeah, Solgar has them all. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm looking here in the National Library of Medicine. There's a study that was done on Pycnogenol last year, a double-blind study with people who had venous problems where they had swelling in their legs and so on. And Pycnogenol was considerably better than the placebo in terms of reducing the swelling and generally helping venous health.
Okay, excellent. So that's another benefit, side benefit of Pycnogenol that you get in addition to the fact that it's also helping with, you know, the rhinitis and the other nasty symptoms related to pollen and stuff like that. Okay, Ann, thanks so much for that call. Okay, well, you hear that nice mellow music. That means Noah's telling me it's time to let you guys hear a message about being disappointed.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Okay, we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. For those of you who don't know, this happens to be a two-hour show, and we return at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. And Jack Challen will be rejoining us for the second hour, but Dr. Passwater, I understand you'll have to be leaving us.
I have a flight to catch, and I've taken my pycnogenol so I don't get deep-vein thrombosis, and take my copy of the Nutritional Reporter, and away I go.
Okay. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you all.
Okay. All right. As I said, we will return at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Please come back with us.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.